This is Bob Muscatel. Let me tell you something, folks. He's positively giddy today. Dan Schlossberg will be joining us in a second. You know, Travel Thursdays with Danny. And, folks, listen, he's a phenomenal baseball writer. He's written so many great books. They're all terrific. And the new Baseball Bible is a great compendium of wonderful facts and figures, unusual stories, little quirky stuff. Every time you open it up, you find something new. And if it's new to you, you ought to check it out. Find it at Amazon.com or at your local brick-and-mortar bookstore. And, of course, every week you can find him right here because he's with us right now. Dan Schlossberg, good morning, my friend. How's everything, buddy?
Everything is great. We clinched a tie last night. The Braves are going to the playoffs.
Oh, man, oh, man. Here he is, folks. I'm telling you, he's giddy. And, of course, over on the – I've been talking about it all morning. Over on the American League wildcard side, you got four teams – separated by two games for two spots in one game. I mean, it's coming right down to it in the American League.
Oh, it really is. It's exciting. It's great, but I'd rather have a division than a wild card.
Yes. Oh my God, that wild card thing. I mean, look at the Dodgers. They're going to win over 100 games and might get knocked out by a red hot Cardinal club. So you never know. Hey, by the way, I do a little baseball history every day after the sports. And yesterday I was talking about something, and you may have put it in your new baseball Bible. I have no idea, but I'm going to bring it up to you. On this, it was yesterday, but it was 50 years ago or 53 years ago, or no, longer than that. I think it was like 58 years ago, when a guy named John Pechorek for the Houston Colt 45s did something. Does that name ring a bell?
Yes, he went 3-for-3 and never played again.
There you go. He's the only guy to retire with a career batting average of 1,000. I always thought that was one of my favorite cool stories in baseball, right?
That's a great story. He's the brother, by the way, of Tom Pechorek. Yes. A pretty good career.
Yes, he did. And another brother, Jim Pechorek, who actually played for a cup of coffee as well. But Tom was in for a long time in the major leagues, kind of bounced around a little bit. But, yeah, I figured you'd know that. I figured you'd know John Pechorek because, you know, you're Dan Schlossberg. You know everything. So there you go. All right. So,
well, if you're batting 1,000, it's time to quit while you're ahead.
Yeah, your head is exactly right. And he reached base 5 times because he walked twice in that game. It's what an amazing game. Anyway, so let's talk about trains and close to home here in New England. And listen, as you've said many times, if it's on tracks, it's for you, right?
It is. And fall foliage is the best time to take a train ride.
Oh, yeah.
You can't go to the beach, so why not go on the train? And there's so many things to see, and I've got them broken down by state, Bob. So let's start with Connecticut.
Let's do it.
Because that's where many of our listeners are, of course.
Sure.
The Shoreline Trolley Museum in East Haven. And it's not just a museum, but the Brantford Electric Railway is the oldest continuously operating suburban trolley line in the country.
Wow. And it of a seasonal nature, right?
It does run on a seasonal nature, but fall foliage, it's a great time to come up and take a ride on the trolleys.
Oh, yeah.
That's terrific.
Yeah, and another one is one that certainly we're close to. I've done some remotes from it many times. And, of course, it's the Essex Steam Train and Riverboat out of Essex.
And that's a 12-mile scenic train ride to the Becky Thatcher Steamboat for a 90-minute cruise on the Connecticut River. Fall foliage time, bring your camera.
Yeah, great idea. And let's move north and talk about Maine. And boy, there's a lot of things to see from a train point of view in that state.
Maine has a bunch. The Maine Narrow Gauge Railroad and Industrial Heritage Trust in Portland has waterfront rides on vintage trains, sometimes powered by steam, with antique rail cars, exhibits from the heyday of railroading in Maine.
All right.
But you know my favorite in Maine? The Seashore Trolley Museum in Kennebunkport.
Mm.
Founded in 1939, their collection includes 250 or more transit vehicles, the oldest and largest electric railway museum in the country.
Man, I tell you, you and I have talked about a lot of museums over the last several years, and we're going to talk about a few more, too, because there's something called the Wiscasset, Waterville, and Farmington Railway Museum in Alna, Maine.
And it's on the site of the old Sheepscot Station with steam train rides and a museum featuring the history of narrow gauge trains in Sheepscot Valley and the impact of trains on the area.
Mm.
So it's really something we're seeing. And we can't leave out Bar Harbor either because they have something called the Down East Scenic Railroad, a 10-mile, 90-minute ride from Ellsworth on the historic Calais Branch Line.
How about that? And there's another one in Booth Bay, which sounds a little bit like the Essex Steam Train. This is the Booth Bay Railway Village, right?
Yes, a recreated rural village with a short steam train ride.
There you go. And a little closer to home in Massachusetts, we have a couple to talk about.
The Cape Cod Central in Hyannis, a two-hour vintage train ride, plus they have brunch and dinner trains. Anything with food is near and dear to my heart.
All right. And what's the other one? The Shelburne Falls Trolley Museum, right?
Yes, they have trolley and pump car rides and kid-friendly museum. Now, if you want to know what a pump car is, think of those old Charlie Chaplin movies where you pump the car, pump, up and down. That's what a pump car is.
Yeah, like a seesaw going back and forth. Two guys can pump it. Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah, you need two guys for this. That helps.
I could see you and I traveling on a pump car. Sounds good to me. Hey, so let's get close to home for me, New Hampshire. You got a few things to talk about from a train standpoint.
Yes, we recently did a show on the Mount Washington Cog Railway, the world's oldest mountain climbing railroad.
Yep.
Climbs to 6,288 feet, the summit of Mount Washington, the tallest peak in the northeast USA. But you also have the Conway Scenic Railroad in North Conway, not too far away from the Cog. It's a dinner train, and they also have an all-day notch trip or two-hour valley ride. And in North Woodstock, the Cafe Lafayette dinner train, one of 20 active dinner trains in the country, they serve a five-course meal aboard Pullman dining cars.
And a little bit closer to where you are, let's talk about New York State. You got a few things to talk about. One has to do with Cooperstown.
Yes, the Cooperstown and Charlotte Valley Railroad in Milford. Vintage cars and engines, they ride through the upper Susquehanna River Valley. And the Milford Depot was built in 1869. And also along that same way, the North Creek Railway Depot Museum, a restored 1871 depot with local railroad history and a diorama of major historical events that took place there. Now, catch this. Teddy Roosevelt learned that William McKinley had died and he would become president at that location.
Wow. Can you imagine that? Oh, my goodness. And one more from New York that you listed on your list of great things to see from a train standpoint, the Trolley Museum of New York, which is in Kingston, right?
Yes, they have exhibits, restored trolleys, and riverside rides. I like the combination of rails and rivers.
Excellent. So let's talk a little bit more nationally and bring Pennsylvania into view. You got a couple of things from Pennsylvania you wanted to mention.
One of my all-time favorites, Bob, the Steamtown National Historic Site in Scranton. They have a roundhouse, shops, museums, artifacts, and great steam train rides. It's the only national park with moving parts.
Ooh.
I've been there a number of times. A great place. And it just used to be called Steamtown USA. Now it's Steamtown National Historic Site in Scranton. Easy to get to, an easy drive, or you can take the train to get there.
Yeah, which would make sense. And also one in Altoona, Pennsylvania, too, right?
The famous Horseshoe Curve National Historic Site, it's at Kittatinny Point at the base of the Allegheny Mountains, an engineering feat created in 1854 with a total climb of 122 feet. They have a funicular, which is an inclined plane, or you can walk 194 landscape steps to the tracks. And there's also a Railroaders Memorial Museum there, and you can watch the trains from the rail walk behind the building.
Mm. Great stuff. Boy, I tell you, folks, if you love to take trains and you love seeing them, you love learning more about them, boy, there are some great places and really close to home. I mean, here in New England, New York State, so it's an outstanding thing to do with the family, especially in the fall, as you mentioned, Dan, you know, with the colors changing. It's a great idea, isn't it?
It sure is. And there's so many different ways you can find out more information, too, Bob. So our listeners should be ready with pencil or pen. Here we go. National Railway Historical Society. The website is nrhs.com.
Okay.
Or the Association of Tourist Railroads and Railway Museums. That website is atrrm.org.
Okay.
And Railfan and Rails Magazine, just railfan.com.
Mm-hmm.
And AmericanRails.com. It's American-Rails.com.
All right. So listen, folks, if this is intriguing to you and you want more information, four right there, four great websites to check out. And you indeed can find out more about times and cost and everything else. And I tell you, it's a great idea, Dan. And
yeah, very much so. And you'd be on the right track if you followed his advice.
Yes, there we go. All right. Well, listen, I'm gonna put you on a set of rails and get you out of here on that note. And always a pleasure. Listen, good luck to the Braves. We'll talk again next week, my friend.
Thanks so much, Bob. Talk to you then.
You got it, buddy. That's Dan Schlossberg right there, folks. Travel Thursdays here at WLIS and WMRD.